This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Fully operational and ready to serve. This is your IGN review of RoboCop Rogue City by Justin Carice. Paul Verhoeven's RoboCop is one of the quintessential action movies of the 1980s. It pushed the envelope with over-the-top violence, killer one-liners, and fantastic special effects, mixed with a biting anti-corporate social commentary under the surface that resonated with audiences. There have been multiple attempts to resurrect the series over the years, including an ill-fated reboot in 2014, but nothing has captured the ephemeral it that struck a chord when the series debuted. That's what's most impressive about RoboCop Rogue City. It's not just a solid first-person shooter set in the RoboCop universe. Developer Teyon absolutely nails the look and feel of its film inspiration in ways that nothing else has. It's a good game, and the most authentic adaptation the series has ever seen. This game is primarily a first-person shooter about blowing through hordes of criminal scum, but it is also smart about focusing on what makes the titular character unique. Robo, as his friends call him, is a walking tank. The slow, plodding bounce of his gait, with a heavy thunk accompanying each footfall, makes him feel like a juggernaut. The street gangs, bikers, and mercenaries that make up the bulk of the enemy fodder aren't anywhere close to as powerful as he is, and it is so fun to walk right at these evildoers, shrugging off their small arms fire and shredding them to literal pieces with the brap brap of Robo's iconic Auto 9 machine pistol. It is exceptionally violent, as it should be. Arms and heads explode like pressurized watermelons, bodies tumble and ragdoll all around, and enemies scream about lost limbs. There are often a lot of enemies on screen at once, and turning them into a shower of crimson is a frequent and entertaining occurrence. It may not be appropriate for all ages, but it's true to the R-rated source material, and here it is ratcheted up to a degree that is humorous and over the top, rather than gratuitous and excessive. There's a decent variety of enemies, including some that can make more than a dent in Robo, like snipers, heavy troops, and infamous big boy ED-209, and those present opportunities to get more strategic with your approach than simply charging in and busting heads. You can pick up and use guns dropped by enemies, like shotguns and assault rifles, though their ammo is limited, while Auto 9's is not. You can also grab and throw a lot of things, like explosive barrels, motorcycles, and unlucky henchmen, which is as hilarious as it is effective. This translation of a nearly 40-year-old action movie into a game is so detailed and strictly loyal to the films that it almost resembles something fan-made, and I mean that in the best way. There's very little artistic license taken, favoring nearly one-to-one translations from the source material across the board. RoboCop looks and sounds like his original self, complete with Peter Weller's piercing gaze under his helmet and voice reprising his best-known role. Officer Ann Lewis is there as RoboCop's partner and confidant and looks exactly like actress Nancy Allen portrayed her. Whether it's the Detroit West Precinct office, the OCP corporate office, or the mean streets of dystopian Detroit, Rogue City nails the look and feel of the movies to an impressive degree. The entire 80s-ness of the presentation is brilliant. The heavy use of synth in the soundtrack fits to a T. The dark, grimy streets and mohawks sporting gangs that were central fictional goons throughout the decade are present in force. There are CRT monitors in all the cubicles, a green wireframe HUD, and police cruisers that look an awful lot like the old Ford Tauruses that were used in the movies. Small touches, like the visible scan lines when you zoom in and aim down your weapon sights, which also highlights enemies so you can pick them off through smoke and darkness, is exactly the right vibe. Similarly, there's no modernization of the original satirical critique of police brutality, and arguably, none is needed. But this isn't the most technically impressive game when held up next to the flashy, big-budget adventures we're regularly treated to these days. Textures are kind of flat and lighting effects are minimalistic, plus a lot of the gang members' voices are extremely similar to one another, but there's something B-movie quality that makes it more forgivable, if not a bit charming. RoboCop Rogue City is a pitch-perfect throwback to the action movies of the 80s. It's over-the-top violence with charm, largely well put together but rough on the edges. Most importantly, it's a fun way to spend time in a beloved fictional universe that doesn't overstay its welcome. Blasting at goons as an unstoppable walking machine remains as extremely entertaining as it seemed on the big screen, thanks in part to an impressive commitment to capturing the look and feel of the original film. Mixing in elements like routine police work and side quests does a great job changing the pace, too. Even if it's not the best example of visual fidelity and prone to some bugs along the way, that love of RoboCop shines through. This is a solid B-movie of a video game, which is exactly what the source material demands. RoboCop Rogue City's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest RoboCop Rogue City updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.